It's time to bid farewell to the chaos and embrace the new year with a refreshing, clean, and organized home. In the hustle and bustle of daily life, it is easy to overlook our living space's impact on our well-being. So today, we're going to explore some practical strategies to turn your home into a haven of tranquility for the new year. Say goodbye to the stress of disorder and hello to a fresh start. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
All right, so today we are talking about keeping a clean and organized home. I love this topic, so let's dive right in. I first want to start today's episode with highlighting the fact that having a clean and organized home actually does have an impact on your well-being, whether we realize it or not. When we get rid of clutter, our brains can focus, our emotions are better regulated, and clutter-free homes provide a sense of familiarity and consistency that offer us stability. You know, there are studies that show that clutter is actually linked to procrastination, to feeling overwhelmed, and having an overall lower quality of life. And having a sense of order and structure benefits us by causing us to feel better able to manage life. So when we are intentional about maintaining the tidiness of our homes, we do find that we have less stress, especially in that area of our lives. It helps to minimize stress. You know, when you have disarray at home, it causes higher stress levels, your cortisol levels spike, and that does have an overall impact on your mental health. You know, cluttered spaces can cause you to feel overwhelmed and anxious. So let's talk about some strategies for decluttering and organizing. When we are decluttering and organizing, especially as we're talking about preparing for the new year, you want to take this room by room. I mean, we're talking about the whole house here. We're decluttering and organizing our whole house in preparation for the new year. We want to make sure that we're doing this room by room. Otherwise, things can get very overwhelming. So the important thing here is to make sure that we are breaking these down into smaller tasks. So you have the general, okay, we're decluttering and organizing the home, and then we need to break this down into rooms. And then within each room, we're going to break this down into smaller tasks to make it manageable, okay? So that is the way, because I know that it can seem like a daunting task, especially depending on, you know, how cluttered your home is and how much work you have to do. So think of it as we're going to break it down into smaller chunks, smaller tasks. Let's start with a room. Okay. So you have like your kitchen, your living room, your bedrooms, your bathroom. Then once you've selected a room, choose one room. For example, let's say we're going to start on the kitchen. Break that one room down into even smaller tasks. So you may say, okay, I'm going to work on the kitchen right now, and I'm going to focus on the pantry, or I'm going to focus on the drawers, or I'm going to focus on the cabinets. The key is to work on, you know, work in these smaller tasks because they are more manageable and it is less overwhelming and it is very doable, and you can actually see your progress and feel more productive and therefore more encouraged to continue on with the task of decluttering, cleaning, and organizing. So you got, let's say we're in the kitchen, we're starting with the kitchen, and I want to focus on the pantry area. And so that is the one task. And depending on the size of your pantry, you might even need to break that up into you know, smaller tasks as well. But don't attempt to do the entire kitchen all at once, unless you desire to do so and you have the time to do so. Otherwise, break it up and you'll feel that productivity, that motivation. So once you've done this, so you've completed the pantry and you've completed the drawers and you've completed the cabinets and you've decluttered and you've thrown things out that don't need to be there and you've looked in your cabinets and whatever old, throw it out, whatever you're not using, throw it out or get rid of it, give it away, whatever the case is. And you've done this in all the areas of your kitchen. Then that is when you can move on to the next room. Now, I do want to make note here that you don't have to do all of this in one day. And in fact, I would advise doing this over the course of days. So you'll want to start with maybe if you have time to do a little bit each day, you might say, okay, for 15 minutes, I'm going to work on the pantry. And then on Tuesday, so that's Monday, then on Tuesday for 15 minutes, I'm going to work on all of the cabinets. And then on Wednesday for 15 minutes, I'm going to work on the refrigerator. And for 15 minutes, you know, and just do it that way until you get through the entire kitchen. Then you can move on to the next room. So it's okay if it takes you the course of a week or two for each room. The idea is you want to do it, you want to do it effectively, but you want to do it in a way that is not overwhelming or stressful. Shouldn't be stressful. It can actually be quite therapeutic if you allow it to. Play your little music, you know, make it a thing. Don't make it dreadful. Don't think of it as a dreadful task, because the way that you perceive it and your mentality definitely also plays a role. It definitely makes a difference. So be positive, get your music or your podcast or whatever, and get to work. Now, the great thing about doing it this way is that once you do your initial deep decluttering of each room, then all you have to do is maintain it regularly. So you're doing all of the dirty work now, but if you stay on top of it, you will have less work to do in the future. So your hard work will definitely pay off, which is a beautiful thing. If you're doing deep cleaning in your bathroom and you're scrubbing the floors and doing all the things, that's not something that you're going to have to do every week, right? You're doing it now, and then that hard work will pay off later, and all you have to do is maintain it, which is wonderful, okay? Then let's say you're moving on to the living room. You're going to follow the same process. Maybe one day you focus on the entertainment center. The next day you focus on tidying the furniture and getting rid of items that are cluttering that space, and so on, okay? Then you're going to move on to the bedroom. You want to start with, you know, maybe your nightstands or your dresser, and then move on to the closet or under the bed. Just choose the areas that you want to focus on each day and get it done. And give yourself grace. It's okay that if this is a gradual process, like I said, it's okay if this takes a few weeks. It's totally fine. The whole idea here is that you're getting it done. If it takes you, let's just say, I'm just throwing out a number, but if it takes you a month to get through your entire house, at least you got it done in the month. It's not like you're rolling into the new year and every day of 2024, it's still a disaster in your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're still making progress, even if you're doing it slowly. So do what you can do with your schedule and your time and what your family has going on. Okay, let's talk about storage and minimalism. So as you're decluttering your rooms, feel free to utilize storage bins, because when you use storage bins that are the same, you have similar looking storage bin, maybe they're the same shape and color or the same texture and material, this is going to elevate your space and give your room a very visually appealing appearance. And you've probably seen this somewhere, like on social media, a lot of people do it, but it really does help just having that uniformity there. And it also, when you have these bins, there could be, truth be told, there could be clutter in those bins, but no one really knows it, because when they open that door, all they see is, wow, these are some very nice storage bins. Everything looks so organized, right? So that might be your first step. Just get the storage bins, and you don't have to pay top dollar for storage bins. If you're starting out and you're on a budget, honey, you can go to the dollar store. At the Dollar Tree, they have various different storage bins that you can utilize. You can find storage bins on Amazon or Walmart. You don't have to break the bank for some storage bins. It's really not that deep. Unless, like I said, if you have the flexibility to do so, go for it. But if you're just starting out and you're on a budget, don't let that stop you. You can use what you have in your home or take a trip to the Dollar Tree. In the kitchen, you can try decanting. So this is basically when you say you're doing cereals and you purchase all of these cereal storage containers that are the same, and then you pour your cereal into those containers. So you have just this nice uniform look. Maybe it's a clear acrylic container with a white top, and they all are in those types of containers. That way, when you go into your pantry or wherever you store your cereal, it looks very uniform and put together and organized, as opposed to just having an array of red and green and orange and yellow and purple cereal boxes all over the place. It just gives it a different look. Of course, this is optional, but if you're really looking for the aesthetic, that is something that you can consider. You can do this with baking ingredients or snacks or pastas or whatever the case is, but it just kind of gives it more of a uniform look. And you can do the same thing in your linen closet. You can do the same thing in your bathroom. It doesn't matter the area, the room, or the living space. Select storage containers and bins that are consistent, and it will give you a more organized look. And also, you want to get rid of things that you do not need. I know this can be hard. It can be tempting to hoard, but if you haven't used an item in 6 to 12 months, consider tossing it or giving it away, because sometimes we hold on to things way longer than we need to, simply because we don't want to let things go. Or you think, well, this might come in handy one day. Like, girl, if you've had that thing for 5 years and you've not touched it in 5 years, then it's safe to say that you can get rid of it. Okay, so kind of go by that. Even with your clothes, if you've got clothes in your closet and you haven't touched them in a year, then you might want to consider giving that to Salvation Army or to someone in need. So try to think about the things that you need and the things that you use frequently and keep those things around. And anything else that's taking up space, anything that's pretty much useless, it can go. You'd be surprised how much stuff you have in your home that's just clutter with no use or purpose. And it's just making your home a little more chaotic than it needs to be. It's okay to let it go, mama. All right, so now let's talk about establishing sustainable cleaning habits. This is one that I have grown into recently, and I really love it. If you're anything like me growing up, I was always under the impression that you have like a day for cleaning, especially like when I was in my 20s, my very early 30s, I would think, okay, well, I go to work and then Saturday is my cleaning day and I do all the chores and it's exhausting and tiring because that's your one day that you have off because Sunday is church and Saturday is the one day you have off, but that whole day just gets sucked away because you're cleaning the house, right? That's how I was. And then I've discovered this method, which is way, way better. So once you've decluttered your home, you're going to have some daily cleaning habits that you want to pick up. Now, having these habits and routines are going to help you to maintain the cleanliness of your home. So this daily cleaning routine is basically, you're going to select tasks that you will commit to completing every day. This usually means washing the dishes or unloading the dishwasher or running the dishwasher, whatever you have to do with your dishes. It also includes maybe sweeping the kitchen floor, or wiping down the counters and the stove, tidying the living room before bed. There are just certain things that you're going to do every single day. And some of these things you are already doing without realizing it. For me, you know, sweeping the kitchen floor and doing the dishes every day, like it's something that I already do every day. So that wasn't something that I had to like adjust to because it was already a part of what I was already doing. But you may even want to consider adding some tasks that you may have never thought of before. I personally recommend taking a few minutes every night before bed to declutter high traffic areas. So the living room, right? Or it could also be if you have a mud room or an area or a desk where you put the mail, maybe the dining room table, wherever those spots are in your home that tend to get very cluttered very easily. Maybe take just a few minutes each day. You can literally set a timer if you need to and just declutter really quickly, declutter that space before you go to bed so that when the family wakes up and you wake up in the morning, that area is nice and tidy. You're waking up to a tidy home. I would also recommend considering adding a task like cleaning your toilet. I know you weren't expecting me to say that, were you? But cleaning the toilet and the sinks can be a daily task. This is something that I actually started doing this year, and I think it is genius, where you just take 5 minutes when you wake up in the morning, you know, swish the toilet a little bit with a little, you know, your little toilet brush and some soap, and, you know, wipe it down with a Clorox wipe. Same thing with your sink, and boom, you can literally do that in 5 minutes as you're getting ready, and you got a nice sparkling toilet and sparkling sink, and those are clean and just pleasant to use throughout the day. That is something that you can use every day. That's something that you can do every day, and it only takes 5 minutes. And it's also going to make your cleaning easier in the long run. You remember I talked about having to clean up on Saturdays? Well, guess what? When you do that, you don't have to worry about using your whole Saturday to clean because you're now doing tasks every day. Laundry, same thing. You can start doing a load of laundry every day. That way, by the time you get to Saturday, you don't have any laundry to do because you've been working on it the whole week. So think about what works best for you, maybe tasks that you really don't enjoy doing, and see how you can spread them out and what you can do daily. Just little, you know, it's not meant to take an hour. Please don't. But just, you know, a few minutes each day working on these little tasks. Like I said, you can literally set a timer. I'm going to work on this for 5 minutes and we're moving on to the next thing. And you'd be surprised at how much you can get done within your home simply by using this task. I would say that if you have older children, teach them to do the same thing in their own bathroom, you know? And when I say older, I mean, if you have school age children, you can teach them how to, you know, swish their toilet and wipe down their sink. That way you don't have to do all of the bathrooms. Now, of course, if you have a toddler like I do, then of course you're going to do that. But again, when I have my bathroom together, it's nothing to just do the same thing really quickly in her bathroom on a designated day. So I would say try those things and see how they work with you and see how they work for you and your family. And I do want to throw this out here as well. If you have a family, so you've got a husband and children within your home, it is unlikely to have a spotless home 24/7, and that's okay. Let your family live. Let your kids have fun. However, you can teach them how to clean up their toys once they're finished. Have a designated place for toy items so that there's not toys and clutter everywhere in your house. And teach them where these things belong and hold them accountable for putting things back in the right place. And then also practice decluttering and tidying before bed at night so that you and your family can wake up to a clean home. You know, tidy your space before you leave the house so that you guys can come home to a tidy home. It's just a wonderful feeling to walk in the door to clean and organize living spaces. So we talked about daily cleaning habits. Then you can also have weekly and monthly tasks as well. So once you've established your daily habits, and of course, if you're new to this, I wouldn't start this, like all of this all at once. I would do little by little. I would start with the decluttering that we talked about earlier. Once you've decluttered every space, then you can start implementing your daily cleaning habits. Once you've gotten used to having daily cleaning habits, then you can move on to your weekly and your monthly. Some things only need to be completed weekly, like maybe washing your bed sheets or vacuuming the house or taking out the trash or cleaning out the car. And then you have monthly tasks, which can be done monthly, like maybe sweeping the front porch or wiping the patio furniture, straightening closets and drawers, wiping spider webs or cleaning baseboards, right? Those are things that you could do monthly. So once a month, as opposed to, you know, every day. That's not necessary unless you just so desire to do it. And if you need help determining what to do each day, what to do each week, what to do each month, I would encourage you to check out Fly Lady. She is really good with this. She has a website. I think it's like flylady.net. You can check it out. I'll leave it in the show notes. But I discovered her and it was just life-changing. This is just one of those things where I'm just sharing with you as a fellow mom friend because I found it very helpful and valuable when I discovered her. And I highly, highly recommend if you're looking for support in really getting a plan in place to declutter and organize your home. I love her system. I love the way she does it. Of course, I don't follow it exactly to a T, but I really love the way that everything is mapped out and it's an organized system. So check it out. Check it out if that's something that you need in your home. So I understand that if you're new to this, this all could seem overwhelming, but I want you to remember that you're starting a new habit for the new year. And new habits take time. They take practice. So take one day at a time. Take it one small task at a time. It's okay to work in baby steps. You know, decluttering and maintaining a clean and organized home is worth it for the well-being of you and your family. Everyone in your household is going to benefit from this, right? So I also want to encourage you not to do it alone. Get your family members on board to help you. Get your kids to help you to maintain the cleanliness. It's not a one-woman show. It's when you have a family, that's teamwork, right? You know, your husband, depending on your husband and his personality, you know, you have him, you know, help you at least, you know, put things back, right? That's a simple task. Hey, honey, can you, you know, make sure that you return this back? Generally, as adults, most people are able to do that, especially if you make that request, if you need to make a request. And then with children, you can teach them. You can literally teach them to do whatever it is that you need them to do. Of course, I've said this before, the younger they are, the better and easier it is to mold them and shape them in this way. But even if they are older, it is not too late. You can teach them new habits as well. It's going to benefit them. But do not do this on your own. So teach your children how to clean up after themselves. My toddler is 2 going on 3, and that's something that we've been doing. She cleans her own room. At bedtime, I stopped cleaning her room. She cleans her own room. She knows what to do. She knows where to put everything. And so after she brushes her teeth at night, I say, okay, I'll be back. Go ahead and clean your room. And she cleans her room. So that saves me, right? That saves me time and energy. Same thing with the living room. You know, if she has some toys down there, okay, we're going to get ready for bed. I need you to clean the living room. Like, pick your toys up. I'm tidying other spaces in the living room, but she's picking up her toys and putting those things away. So teach and train your children and help them to understand the importance and the significance of working together as a team to make sure that you have a nice, clean, tidy home. If there's food on the floor or trash on the floor or whatever, teach them to pick it up. We don't just walk over things. Pick it up. But of course, like I said, you and your husband all need to be on the same page so that they understand. Like, if you're walking over stuff and then telling them to pick it up, that might not fly so well. So anyway, take the first step to ditching the chaos and starting the new year fresh. I hope that these tips have come in handy for you. If you have any other decluttering questions, organizational questions, feel free to shoot me an email or leave a comment on this blog post at toddlermomdiaries.com. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at toddlermomdiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.